Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, a maximum of only 17 degrees today. Mbombela up to 22 and Polokwane a high of 18.
In Houghton Estate, there's now been a collision on the M1 northbound near 11th Avenue. It's causing slow traffic.
In your sport, David Warner's 15-year-long international cricket career comes to an anticlimactic end, and Kaizer Chiefs release star midfielder Keegan Dolly.
We start with the heavy traffic delays on the East Rand. It was caused by crime.
It's a crime scene and the truck apparently was hijacked. This happened around 22:02 in the early hours.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police spokesperson Anne Mahat says the truck was hijacked, jackknifed and then lost its load on Voortrekker Road in Kempton Park. The R21 North remains closed at the Voortrekker ramp. To power problems in the south of Joburg.
An emergency power interruption at Orlando Switching Substation.
The substation will be switched off from this hour and the plan is to have the power back on by 4 o'clock this afternoon. City Power's Isaac Mangena says areas that will be affected include Naturina, Kibla Park and areas of Eldorado and Rivoli. Meanwhile, residents getting their electricity from the Zola substation have been urged to stay patient. Eskom's Amanda Kiti says the plan is to switch the substation back on by Sunday. This follows the fire of 2 weeks ago that is suspected to have been caused by illegal connections.
We have managed to provide electricity supply to all the affected areas using 3 other existing transformers. However, this temporary measure has led to increased electricity consumption beyond the capacity of these 3 transformers. As a result, Eskom is implementing load rotation.
And then the water woes. Rand Water says there's no reason to panic when the taps run dry. The Water Board kicked off its massive 5-week-long maintenance program on its water systems that started in Gauteng over the weekend. Rand Water told the media yesterday that water tankers have been arranged by the various municipalities. More about the power and the water, it's at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To Kenya, where the country is in a state of shock after yesterday's unprecedented scenes that left parts of the parliamentary precinct in Nairobi ablaze and gutted. It's reported that up to 5 people were killed during the protests over proposed tax hikes. Kenyan President William Ruto announced last night that the military has been deployed.
I hereby put on notice the planners, financiers, orchestrators and abettors of violence and anarchy that the security infrastructure established to protect our republic and its sovereignty will be deployed to secure the country and restore normalcy.
And here's a wake-up call. Nearly a third of all adults are not doing enough physical activity, posing a growing threat to health across the world. The new study by the World Health Organization and other researchers found that 1.8 billion adults on Earth do not spend the minimum of 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity every week.
And what's more irritating than that is those ones also have dogs.
Yes, so they also don't take the dogs for the walks. So
not even.
The study found part of the problem is people don't feel so safe anymore in areas where they used to feel safe, and that's around the world, to take walks. We are spending more time behind our computers, and our leisure time is not spending outside anymore. It's now streaming.
Do parents still tell the kids, go outside and play?
I do.
Yes.
Does it happen?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ready?
But you have to fight the technology.
I don't see much of that, to be honest. No. I see a lot of kids sitting on either your phone or their phone or some kind of screen or something. Mm. Like, we grew up differently.
Yeah.
Like, I was scared to watch TV if my vod was in it.
Stand up and walk.
Remember, it wasn't that easy to watch TV. Jy moes opstaan en loop dan met die stasie verander, dan sit jy weer. Dit was nie so gemaklik nie.
You were the remote control.
Jy het oefeninge gekry.
Ja.